nominees include The Voice of Hindra Job and It Was Just an Accident for Best International Feature Film, Jafar Panahi's film, and also for Short Film, Armed Only with a Camera, The Life and Death of Brent Renaud, for Best Short Documentary. You can visit democracynow.org to see our segments on all of these films. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Thanks so much for joining us.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to...
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks.
And then sometimes I switch it up like,
no! No! Don't stop a rocking!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
World is ending. Hold me.
Make me feel like that.
morning, everyone, and welcome to your Friday morning indie wake-up call for another chilly, snowy, kind of gray day here in the city of Kingston. I'm Jesse Bell, and thank you for joining me. Folks, I'm over this winter. I'm done with it. I cannot believe how much snow we've had. The word on the street back in the fall is that, you know, the Farmer's Almanac said, all right, we're going to get hit hard December, maybe part of January, and then it's going to be smooth sailing, a low precipitation winter. And here we are, just 6 weeks in, and I think we had more snow this year than maybe the past 2 years combined. I'm over it. I'm done with it. I always tell people, when the winter rolls around, I don't mind if it's snowy, and I don't mind if it's cold. But if it's both, ooh, we're going to have problems. Okay, folks, let me tell you about what we heard to kick off our show. You heard a new release from Eudaimonic, The World Ends at Sunrise, which title might be a little on the nose. That's certainly, I think, a popular sentiment as of late, but as always, we'll get to that a little bit later on. We also heard from Synthetic Friend with Baby, You're My Microwave, which I think is a delightful name for a track. Today's edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call is absolutely jam-packed with brand new CanCon from across this great country of ours, stretching from Vancouver right on down to here in Kingston, Ontario. It's all new. It's all fresh. We've got, of course, a nice mishmash, my goodness, a miss on that one, a nice mishmash of genres, a little bit of EDM, house, electronica, we've got your classic indie rock, we've got some alternatives, some pop, some folk, and in the second half of our show, we've even got some great jazz tracks for you, including another local release from a CFRC favorite, local legend Oscar Evans, will be making an appearance in hour two of this program. So I hope you're as excited as I am. I'm soldiering on. I know things are bad. In fact, they're probably about as bad as they've been in our lifetime. But we will stand resolute. I'm going to do my best to entertain you. And, you know what, maybe I'll even edutain you. Educationally entertain, not the other kind. Okay, had to make that clear. Coming up on today's program, we've also got a couple release radars, brand spankin' new, including one from Rev Zed, who have got their EP. I believe it's actually out now at the time of publication. So it's a jam-packed episode. It is fully loaded like the dice down in Vegas. So let's get back on a roll here. Coming up next, folks, we're going to have music from Big Fuzz. This next track is called Fears, another one that unfortunately feels very relevant to the state of the world. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Jesse Bell rocking with you on your Friday morning indie wake-up call. Let's get back to the brand new Canadian tunes. The aforementioned Big Fuzz with Fears coming up next.
Oh, On this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Welcome to the Real World, the debut release by local punk rock band Rev Zed. With influences such as Rage Against the Machine, The Ramones, and Deep Purple, the record's themes include narcissism and a protest against artificial intelligence. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Welcome to the Real World now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called You're Gonna Hear My Name Again with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Remembers your time with me, but thinking of you now is- swinging like a dog on a bone, yeah. I'm coming out swinging like a dog.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly off the record.
And we're back. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You just heard a little bit of music from Asthma Kids with Davos. More on Davos in just a moment. You can tell I've got one of my signature rants coming on. We also heard from Josh O'Dare with Against the Ropes, Space Kitchen with Third Squadron, Rev Zed with Welcome to the Real World. We had Tijuana Taxi with Drew, that's D-R-U, JJ's Bounty Hunters with a Z, with All Night, and we kicked it off with Big Fuzz and their new release, Fears. Circling back to our friends Asthma Kids and Davos, it's the World Economic Forum down in Davos, Switzerland, and my oh my, is it an eventful WEF this year? Usually the events that go on in Davos are things that are designed to be as boring as possible to a normal human being, so we don't ask questions about why it's like okay for all of the richest people in the world to basically go hang out with politicians and, you know, plot about whatever ill thing they want to do to the economy, you know, to touch on the money. We're basically never supposed to question that they're touching on the money. And usually Davos kind of comes and goes. The only people that care about it are like psychos, even more so than me, like true, actual Jonesian conspiracy theorists. I hate Davos on its principle because it's just entirely dedicated to rich people putting their thumbs on the scales. I don't necessarily believe it's like a cosmic sacrificial ritual to open portals to, I don't know, the rift. Take your pick, whatever sci-fi evil dimension you want. Davos just usually annoys me because it's a class thing. You know, it's all the rich people hanging out, enjoying caviar, and once again, just plotting to make as much money as possible off the backs of regular people. This year, however, Davos has a new meaning because it's all about the, well, European Union and NATO versus Donald Trump. It's like alien versus predator. Whoever wins, we lose. And I think it was very telling that you got two very different speeches at Davos, both tonally and materially, from two of the central figures in this possible North American war. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney, who I have been on the record about not liking. I don't think bankers should ever be allowed to run countries. It just feels, you know, a little on the nose. And then Donald Trump, the, you know, pedophile president. And Mark Carney, to his credit, and not really surprising, Mark Carney is many things, but he's not like a drooling idiot like Donald Trump. Like, he has a fully functioning brain at the time of publication. So he gave his speech and, you know, very strong rhetoric from Mark Carney. But what I thought was interesting was the crux of the speech was essentially, yeah, I know we told you that, like, the global liberal capitalist order was actually good for everybody, but it wasn't, and we knew that, you know, it was, we just kind of went along with it because it gave us benefits, letting America rule the world, which is kind of a shocking admission. It's kind of crazy to just go out in public and say, yeah, the thing that we've told you is the only way to govern the world for your entire life actually isn't really good. It benefited us, but nobody else. It's like, yes, of course we know that, but it is crazy to me to just be like, yeah, oh well, whatever. You know, it was good until America went crazy. Like, that's nuts. That's insane to me. It really does recontextualize a lot of, like, modern history. Essentially, with the fall of the Soviet Union, if you thought that was a good thing for the overall future and stability of the world, I think you have been proven wrong. And then you had Donald Trump, who went up there and mostly, of course, talked about himself, talked about the 2020 election, because he just can't let it go that he lost to the only candidate with less of a functioning brain than him in Joe Biden, Delaware's finest. Former friend of Clarence Thomas, Joe Biden. Just worth noting that. Once again, no good figures in this story. There is no hero here. But, yeah, completely incoherent speech. A lot of it, of course, is about Greenland and the bizarre American fixation on, yeah, the new frontier of the North and South. They aren't just satisfied with going west and killing all the people there. They need Greenland, they need Venezuela, they need Cuba, they need Mexico. They need it all. And, of course, this speech from, once again, the dementia-addled pedophile was incoherent and terrible. He got Greenland and Iceland confused a bunch. But I was
I was always struck by how a speech ostensibly about global affairs was just entirely about the 2020 election. That to me is crazy. Not necessarily unexpected, but yeah. What a beautiful vision of the future that these two brave leaders have presented us. One that basically went, that's our bad. I'm sorry all those people got killed, but we used to get really nice treats and snacks out of it. And one that, you know, essentially posits, the 2020 election was stolen from me, and I must punish the people responsible. And meanwhile, China, just hanging out, continuing to win by doing nothing. We are now entering the Chinese century, and I will give Mark Carney credit. The EV deal, I'm all for it. Anything to reduce the economic power of the evil United States Empire so that we can fall within orbit of a probably also evil global empire. Hey, maybe a good takeaway from Davos is that we shouldn't have Davos anymore. The forums, of course, you can keep Switzerland's fine. Just don't make it, you know, a readily accessible venue to where the world's most rich and evil people can just set the demands and, you know, policy goals of the entire Western world. But maybe we shouldn't have one single powerful global hegemon. I don't know. Maybe that's a lesson worth taking away, be it China, the United States, the British colonial empire in our great-grandparents' time. Maybe we shouldn't have a hegemon. Or maybe we should. I don't know. I'm not invited to Davos. I don't have enough money and a craving for, well, I shouldn't say that last part. But great things ahead, undoubtedly. Okay, let's get back to the music. We got the Gus Moberg travesty coming up next with The Grace With Which They Fall on your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM. I will never be at Davos. I don't like adrenochrome.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Et si je perds mon just me.